In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, on God, amen. Today, this is a gospel that we've all heard so many times, and we hear it so many times every year. And in preparing for a gospel like this, it's not very easy. What else can you say that the people haven't heard? What else is there in this story that we can learn? If you look at every verse, there are many lessons that Christ gives us. Christ in this story really made the best out of some tough situations. The disciples had just gone out on their first mission. And if anybody has ever been on a missionary trip, when you're going out and preaching or speaking to strangers, it's not easy. So I'm sure in the beginning they were intimidated, and God gave them power and they were able to heal the sick and cast out demons and do all these great miracles. And they came back and they were so excited, and they were telling Christ about all the great things that they did, and they were just telling Gani, just tell us what to do and we'll do it. They were so proud of themselves. And then Christ said, okay guys, calm down. Let's go into a quiet area and get some rest. And they go, and the multitudes find out where Christ is, and they follow Him, and they go by the hundreds and the thousands, and here Christ was coming to a quiet place with His disciples, sit alone with Him. And Christ sees the multitudes. And when He sees the multitudes, He has compassion on them. In the Gospel of Mark, it describes it as He looked at them and said, they were like sheep without a shepherd. And He looks on them and He says, I can't. I cannot. Look at all these people in their need and just send them away. Christ was going to jump on the opportunity to show the people and to show His disciples that He was the good shepherd, that He was going to take care of all their needs. Often Christ allows us to have needs in our life in order that we would turn to Him and see that He is the shepherd, that He is the good shepherd, that He is the best shepherd, that He is the most loving shepherd. Often, sometimes, just out of the monotony of life, continuous life, we often just get used to life and we don't count on Christ as the good shepherd. Maybe you're financially secure, maybe everything is great, maybe you really don't need Christ. So sometimes Christ allows or creates a need in your life to turn your eyes to Him as the good shepherd. And what He does often, when we forget who the Good Shepherd is, who the God that takes care of all of our needs is, because we've become so talented and so successful and so shatrin that we forget that ultimately it's all because of Him. Christ pulls away sometimes His grace in order, His hand of protection, His hand of grace in order for you to feel a little need. You start to look around, and you start to panic, and you start to come to the Lord and beg and say, Lord, I cannot live without You. Can you look at any tough times in your life and see what God's message is to you? Can you ever look at some tough situations in your life and say, what is God trying to tell me? What is God ultimately asking me to do through this need? Things are out of my control. What can I do? So what do you think the message is? The message is that we would look to Him as the good shepherd. The shepherd that takes care of all of our needs. When you think of a dumb lamb who can't do anything for itself except for just follow the shepherd, hoping the shepherd's going to lead it to food, lead it to water, lead it to shade and comfort, and provide it protection from wolves and all kinds of other things. Christ pulls away His hand of grace in order sometimes to create need in your life that you would turn to Him and look to Him and see ultimately that He is the good shepherd. And we can't live without Him. Even the disciples themselves, after preaching and casting out demons and doing all these things, they were like, let's go and change the whole world. Thinking that maybe it was their own power that was working. Maybe they were doing this from their own power. I command you in the name, you be healed. Or casting out demons. And Christ even wanted the disciples to learn that it's not about you. It's not your power. I am the shepherd. I am the God who provides. It even came to a point where Christ said, look at all these people. Can you guys give them something to eat? He said, no way. How are we going to give all these thousands of people food? We have no food. It would take a year's worth of work for one person to feed all these people. There's no way. I wonder if Christ was thinking in his mind, okay, Mr. I cast out demons. Okay, Mr. I healed the sick. Tabiallah, show us. Show us what you can do. Christ is looking to them and saying, it's my power. It's my love. I'm the shepherd. I'm the good shepherd that takes care of his sheep. And the next lesson is to show us that bringing a little to God can go a long way. You have this young boy who was probably in the market on market day, went to go buy some bread and some fish to take home for dinner. Maybe the disciples were out preaching to them, and if anybody's ever been on a mission, usually, sometimes it's awkward, so it's easy just to go talk to the kids. Maybe St. Peter was talking to this young boy, was telling him about the kingdom of God, and telling him how God is now in our midst, and telling him that Jesus Christ is the one. And this young boy looked and said, okay, what do I have to do? And they say, give your life to him and follow him. He says, okay, no problem. And he goes, this young boy, thinking, all I have is 5 loaves and 2 fish. Maybe I can give this to him. And he shows up. Often when people come to the Lord and decide they want to walk with him, they start to feel a sense of inadequacy. I don't have enough knowledge. Maybe you feel guilt from past sins. This is going to be a long, hard journey. I can't do this. Maybe you don't know where to start. Maybe it's difficult and you say, I'm just inadequate. It's not going to work. It's not for me. Not this young boy. This young boy thought, I can do something. Maybe I can give him my 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is all I have. This is all I have. Here you go, take it. Do whatever you have to do with these things. It was the heart that had faith that God can do great things through him. The fathers describe the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. 2 represents the number of love. Usually there's always love between 2 people. A man and a woman, 2 countries. It always takes 2 people to love. So 2 is the symbol of love. And 5 is the symbol of our 5 senses. With our love and our 5 senses, we can serve the whole world. We can feed the whole world. That's all it takes. A little bit of faith, a little bit of love, and yourself. And you could feed the whole world. This young boy didn't feel inadequate. He felt, I can make a difference. I can do something great. Let me just bring what I have to God. And in faith, he can do something amazing through it. This boy responded. Was he the only person in that crowd with any food? I don't think so. We all know how it is. I'm sure tons went to the market with mortadella sandwiches in their basket, and they had some type of food. Everybody's always got some kind of food in this culture. And I think the person that was willing to give it up was this young boy. There are many people that probably had some food that they could have brought to the table. But it was just this young boy that said, you know what? I believe I can be, that God can turn this into a blessing for all. And then when God gives us, what God gives us in times of need is more than enough. I'm sure these disciples, when Christ said, you give them something to eat, they looked around and said, no way. He said, bring me what you have. They brought the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He gave thanks, he blessed it, and gave it to them. So you have 12 disciples. I did the math. If there's 15,000 people, divide into 50 groups, you got 300 groups of 50. So there are 300 groups and 12 disciples. So each one goes to get his share. Maybe each disciple has a small piece of bread in each hand and is going to his 30 groups of 50 or 40 groups of 50. And he's looking and saying, they're going to kill me. These people are going to kill me. I'm going to go with these two small pieces of bread and try to feed 40 groups of 50. No way. This is impossible. But they went. When God gives us something, what God gives us in time of need is more than enough. Maybe you're struggling financially in this economy. And you're saying, God, if I just had that job, if you would give that job to my spouse, if you would give the job to my husband or my wife, we would be okay. If I just got a raise, Lord, we would be okay. God says, what I have given you is more than enough. Our God is the God of more than enough. Maybe you have so many projects at work and you have responsibilities at home and there's service and you're saying, there's not enough time. My time is limited. I can't serve you, Lord. No. Bring me your time and what you give me is going to be more than enough. Our God is not the God that would ever be indebted to His people. Our God cannot be in debt to His people. It just doesn't work that way. You cannot give to the Lord and God is going to say, really, I owe you one. Thank you so much. It doesn't work like that. Christ is the God who gives. He is our good shepherd who gives and provides in abundance. You look at the little that you have and you say, it's not enough. It's not going to work. And you look into your hands, you're saying, Lord, practically it doesn't work. Those who have gone to any poor areas in this world, whether it be poor areas in Egypt or in Africa or Mexico, wherever you've been. Often, when we would go to Africa, we would pass out food to the kids. There would be 20 kids and you think, okay, maybe I have enough. And then all of a sudden, 500 kids come out of nowhere and they're asking, give me sweet, give me banana, give me food, give me... And you're saying, oh my gosh, hide the food and run away. What can we do? It's not enough. It's never going to be enough. God is never going to be indebted to His people. I remember often we would share in Africa about faith. We would teach them about faith. And you'd say, anybody share with me an experience of faith. The whole congregation would raise their hand and tell you the most amazing miracles that happened to them every day. And you say, how do they live? Maybe they make 100 shillings a day, which is like $1.50. Enough to buy one meal for the food, for the family, for that day. And that's it. And they have school fees, and transport fees, and buying food at the market, and there's no rain. And you say, how do these people live? But they do. The same people that I've gone over for the last 11 years are the same people that I see every day, and they're surviving. I don't know how, but what I know is that God is sustaining them, and that He is the God of more than enough. Our God is the God of more than enough. What you have, maybe you're in a time of need, a time of struggle. Maybe you're stressed. I don't have time. Maybe in the service, there's not enough people. These 12 disciples are saying, us 12 guys are going to feed 15,000 people. This is going to take all day. You see how long it takes to give communion to 1,000 people. Now you can only imagine feeding 15,000 hungry people. But God is able to do everything with the few. The other day I was reading through the book of Acts. And in one small section in 4 verses, St. Paul had went to like 15 different cities. I was just amazed. Yeah, St. Paul is excellent, but he was just one man. You know when Abuna goes around with the Sharia in the beginning, he goes this way, and he comes down the middle, and he goes around, comes. That represents the preaching of St. Paul to the whole world. The second time around the book of Acts, Abuna goes halfway here, comes this way, was halfway here, and comes back. That represents the preaching of the apostles. Because they only went to some of the world. St. Paul was able to cover the whole world. How did he do it? He had this spirit. The Holy Spirit was able to make him be enough. Him and the few people that were helping him were enough. My brothers and sisters, we have to know that our God is the God of more than enough. What He's given you today is all He wants you to have right now. And it's enough. It's enough for your situation. It's enough for your life. It's enough for your needs. Our God is a good shepherd. He has compassion on His people. How can He look to His people and just let them go, starving or in need or frustrated or empty-handed? That's not our Lord. And if you think that's our Lord, you're serving the wrong God. That's not my God. That's not the Christ that I serve. The Christ that I serve is so faithful at giving. Our God is the God of blessing, the God of love, the good shepherd who gives to every one of His people. He takes the little and He can take nothing and make it into something. Maybe you have a little bit of something, a little bit of time, limited resources, limited money, limited people in your job or in your service or whatever it may be. It's enough. So believe that God can do more than enough for you. And trust. Trust that He's always going to be with you. He's always going to be the God of blessing in your life. And glory be to God forever. Amen.